الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس، صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has once again blessed us with this beautiful and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We remind ourselves of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And this is a recurring ni'mah and bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with every week without fail. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill and increase within our hearts the respect and honor for this blessed day of Jumu'ah. May Allah grant us all the ability to truly value this great ni'mah and bounty, because it comes so often and with time moving so fast and the weeks literally flying by, sometimes it comes too fast for us to really value, or sometimes we might tend to lose its value. But its greatness and its blessings and its barakah is still the same, and it's there for us to value, and it's there for us to appreciate and take advantage of. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding. And we're only just over 3 weeks away from the blessed month of Ramadan. It has just passed by us. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the goodness that we had achieved in the month of Ramadan for each and every one of us. That level of spirituality, that level of goodness and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we achieved and felt in the month of Ramadan, we make dua that some of it stay behind and last us till the next month of Ramadan, or forever, or for how long we got left in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a reality for us. But respected brothers and elders, today inshallah we're going to discuss a story that is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this story is very important to each and every one of us. When we look at our lives and when we look at where we started off in life and where we are today, perhaps many of us might not have thought 20 years ago that I will be today where I am in life. We probably never imagined that. Perhaps some of us seated here might look back and think 30 years ago how humbly we started off in life, how much we had at our disposal, and where we are today. And sometimes we might be fascinated and it's mind-boggling. We can't imagine the rate of our success. We can't fathom how much we've advanced in life. And we sit and we look back and we think, I would have never thought this was possible at that time when I first started off in life. And some people might be the opposite. Some people might look back and they would say that I am where I am today, and yet 20 years ago, this is where I aspired to be. I was enthusiastic from day one that this is where I want to be in life. I want to reach great heights of success. I want to reach a high level in life. So some of us might look at it as if we have achieved what we aspired to do so many years ago. Some people might still be shocked that I never thought I would be here. And some people might not be where they want to be today. If they look back 20 years ago, they might think to themselves, no, I really never wanted to be where I am in life. Now we need to understand that all conditions are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our rate of success and how much we've achieved in life is not due to our capability and to our know-how and to the strength and intelligence that lies within us as individuals. This is entirely dependent on the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, conditions are constantly changing. There were many that were bosses 20 years ago. Today, they are employees. They are working. And they are like that, there are many that were working 20 years ago. They were employees. And today, they are now bosses. They run in the show. So everything changes constantly. And life is basically full of fluctuations. Today, a man is on top. Today, tomorrow, he can be at the bottom. Today, you're at the bottom. Tomorrow, you can be on top. That is entirely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for each one of us as individuals, we need to ask ourselves very important questions. That even though through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've attained success in life, I've achieved so much in life, but has this success changed me as an individual? Has it made me look at things differently? Has it changed me as a human being? Are my values now different to what they used to be once upon a time? Or are my values the same? Now, if this change has come in a positive manner, where I now look at things more positively, I'm more compassionate to mankind, I'm more generous to mankind, and I really feel for the rest of mankind, then this change is wonderful, this change is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this change is very good. But if in the process of me achieving success, and in the process of me advancing in life, if this has changed my values negatively, and now I look at things very, very differently, now I scrutinize, now I have not much compassion for mankind, I don't have consideration for the next human being, then this is the dangerous change. And this is what we're going to discuss today. Because every condition is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps we have heard the story that is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times in our life. But today we will look at it more constructively, and even though we've heard it before, there's always lesson for us. And this story revolves around three people from the Bani Israel. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mention of these three people and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test each one of them. These three people were Abras, Aqra, and A'ma. They were a leper, a bald person, and a blind person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Aradallahu ayyabtiyahum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test them. Ayyabtiyahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test these three people. So these three people, the first person who was a leper, he suffered from the sickness of leprosy, which even today in the 21st century is practically impossible to cure. And this is a fault, or this is a defect that a person goes through. Now, we don't look down on those people, but this was a time in Bani Israel where there was no technology. It was not a sickness that was known to mankind. So at that time, when any ailment came upon any person, then this person was like completely ostracized from the community. Everyone would look at you like, you know, you bad luck. Let's all stay far from this person. So this person who suffered from leprosy, he was completely shunned from the entire community. He was made to live alone. Nobody wanted to come into close contact with him. Perhaps they must have thought this is a contagious disease. If we go near him, we'll get sick. Something will happen to us. So everybody stayed miles away from this person. He was living a depressed life. He was living a very difficult life. He was living a lonely life. And over and above that, financially, he had absolutely nothing. He was bankrupt. So he had sickness, number one. Number two, he had financial difficulty. He had absolutely no wealth whatsoever. Now, perhaps if he had wealth, then sometimes, you know, wealth is amazing. It seems to cover up everything. So a person can be full of flaws. He can have a whole lot of weaknesses and deficiencies within him. But as long as the bank balance is in order, that's what the whole world will focus at. No, he's a good man, mashallah. What a man he is. Why? Because it's his bank balance. And sometimes minus the bank balance, a person can be a fantastic human being. He can be a wonderful person. He can be a person full of mercy, full of compassion, full of love, full of respect. But nobody will find any good in him. Why? Because he doesn't have the bank balance to match it. So this person suffered both setbacks. Sickness was there. Number two, he never had any financial backing whatsoever. Now Allah decided to test this individual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to this person an angel in the form of a human being. So this angel comes to the leper and the person tells him, "Brother, how's things? How's life going? How's everything with you?" So this leper says, "You know, I'm going through so much of difficulty. Look at me. I've got leprosy. I've got no money. Nobody wants to see me. Nobody wants to talk to me. I'm living a very difficult life. I'm living a very depressed life." So the angel asks this person to tell me, "Ayyu shay'in ahabbu ilayka?" What is the thing that you desire most in life? What would you wish to have? If somebody gave you a wish, what would that wish be? So this person says, "I would love to have flawless good skin and a wonderful complexion. I would love that the sickness be taken away and be removed from me. Lawnun hasanun wa jildun hasanun. This is what I would love. I would love a good complexion and I would love that the sickness be taken away from me. So this angel passed his hand over this human being, and miraculously, through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this individual was instantly cured from the sickness of leprosy. His entire body changed instantly just by the barakah and the blessings of this angel passing his hand over this individual. So the sickness gone in an instant. And then the angel asked this person that, Ayyul mali ahabbu ilayka. What wealth would you love to possess the most? What wealth would you love to own? So this person says, I would love to own camels, al-ibil. That is the wealth that is most dear to me. That is what I would love to acquire the most, and I would love to own. So then the angel presents this individual with a pregnant camel. And the angel says, Barakallahu fihi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in this wealth. And the angel goes away. And then the angel now comes to the second person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test. And that was the bald person. Now, with due respect to any person who has lost their hair, this in no way is a defect or a fault. But again, we come in from a time which was in ancient times. That time it was very rare, or it was probably something that you never saw. A person had no hair on his head. Today we also take it as a source of pride. A person will say, no, I never lose my hair for nothing. I worked hard in life. So mashallah, that's good. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In no way are we looking down upon this deficiency that might be there. Again, your hair is from Allah. Allah decides when it's going to grow. Allah decides when it's going to fall off. But a lot of times people say it comes with wisdom and hard work. That's why, you know, we're stressing a lot and we worked hard in life. That's why perhaps the hair loss was there. And also there's also various other chemicals, or there's medical treatments that we can go through to save that hair. Some people are very passionate about that. So in no way are we looking down upon it, but this is speaking about what is mentioned in the hadith. So this person was bald and he had basically no hair on his head, and he was a young man. So again, this was looked upon as a deficiency in this individual. Again, everybody staying far from him. Hey, if I go near him, maybe my hair will fall off. I'd rather stay far away. And again, financial difficulty was prevalent in this person. He had no money, he had no wealth. So he's suffering the same two difficulties and hardships that the former person had also suffered. Now the angel comes to this person, asks him, brother, how's things, how's life? He gives the same story. Look at my condition. Nobody wants to be near me. I got no money. I got this problem. I have that problem. My life is full of challenges. I'm leading a depressed life. So then the angel asks him, Ayyu shay'in ahabbu ilayka? What is the thing that you would love to have the most? What would you desire most in life? So this person says, Sha'arun hasanun. I wish I had lovely hair. That's all I wish for. I wish I had nice hair on my head. So then people would look at me differently. Everybody will accept me in society. I won't be a problem. I won't be different from the rest of humanity. I wish to have good hair. So then the angel passes his hand over the person, and instantly, through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah miraculously grants this person lovely hair, good hair. And then the angel asks this person that, Ayyul mali ahabbu ilayka. What wealth would you love to own the most? What would you like to own the most in life? So this person says, if I had a choice, I love cattle, al-baqar. I would love to own cows or oxen, whatever it is. But cattle is my passion. That's something that I like. So the angel then presents this person with a pregnant animal, a cattle, and this angel says, may Allah bless you in this wealth. And he moves away and he leaves this person. Now he comes to A'ma, he comes to the blind person, and he asks this person also, how's life? How's everything going in your life? And this blind person gives the same response. My life is full of difficulty. It's riddled with challenges. Nobody wants to be near me. I'm blind. Nobody wants to help me. Nobody wants to assist me. And financially, I have absolutely nothing. So then the angel says, Ayyu shay'in ahabbu ilayka. What is the thing that you would love to have the most in life? What would you love to acquire? So this person says, if I had one wish, I would wish for Allah to restore my eyesight. I wish that Allah could give me my eyesight back, so that I could see the world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, so that I could see mankind and I could be accepted once again in society. So the angel passes his hand over the eyes of this individual, and through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, miraculously this person's eyesight is restored. Now it's also important to take note of this point, that all three maladies or sicknesses or challenges that these people suffered, even in today's time, it's literally impossible to cure. When your hair is gone, it's gone. There's nothing that's going to bring it back. That's a fact. Number two, leprosy is almost difficult or impossible to cure 100% even in today's times of advancement. And number three, when a person is blind, it's impossible for that sight to come back. So three impossibilities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made possible. And that shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has power over everything. There's nothing impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that gives us great hope when we go through challenges, when we go through difficulties, whether it's financially, whether it's sickness, whatever it is, whatever the challenge is, nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to keep that positive spirit and continuously beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His mercy. And remember, nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's many people out there that have literally seen the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come into play, where there was no hope and Allah restored hope, where there was no chance of survival, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition. And how many times the opposite happens, where we full of confidence, we sure this is going to work, and it doesn't work because it is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah restored this person's sight, and then the angel asks this blind person who was once upon a time blind, what is the wealth that you would love to own the most? And this person says, Al-Ghanam, I love sheep. That is the animals that I would love to own. That is the wealth that I like the most. So the angel presents this person with a sheep, and the angel makes the same dua. May Allah bless you in this wealth. And the angel moves away. Now we started off this discussion saying that if we look back on our lives, for those who have just come in, we will see that we've advanced tremendously in every aspect and in every field. Many of us seated here, if we wind the clock back 20 years ago, we would have never thought that we would be where we are today. We would have never thought that we would have achieved this rate of success where we are today. And perhaps sometimes we planned it that way and we are where we are. And sometimes perhaps we feel we still haven't achieved what we want to achieve. Many people want to retire. Everybody wants to hit, wants to strike gold. Everybody wants to make it big in life. And perhaps we're still working our way there. So we might feel, no, I'm still far away. Still a few more digits need to be added to my bank balance. A few more zeros. And after the one, obviously, not before the one. A few more zeros need to be added. And then inshallah, I'll be comfortable. Then I'll be happy in life. Now, conditions are dependent entirely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our rate of success is not because of our ability. It's not because of our effort that we put in. It is entirely because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that within a short span of time, each person's life was transformed to a level that they never imagined possible. The man who was once upon a time a leper and broke, now he had wonderful, flawless skin, absolutely cured from his difficulty, from his medical ailment that he was facing. But when he came to his financial status, that one pregnant camel that was gifted to him resulted into wadim min al-ibil, into an entire valley of camels. He was given one camel, and within a short span of time, now he had an entire herd of camels, a whole valley full of them. The person who was once upon a time bald and financially broke, that person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him. And in a short span of time, from one cattle that he was given, one cow that was pregnant, Allah blessed him with wadim min al-baqar, an entire valley full of cows, hundreds, a whole herd full of cattle. And the third person who was blind and broke, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this individual with an entire valley full of sheep. Now each one is an overnight and instant millionaire. They have portfolios of their own. They're very rich. They're very well off. Now there's no problems. Now there's no challenges. Now there's no difficulty. There's no hardship. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test them. First it was leeway. Now comes the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent this very same individual to each one of them in their time of success, in their time of prosperity, when there was no problems, when there was no challenges. Now let's just go back a little and take note of their humbleness and their humility and their need when they were in difficult times. How humble they were. Each one said, you know, how I wish Allah could help me remove this problem. How I wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could bless me with this goodness. We know how we feel when we need something. We know how desperate we are when we are on the receiving end. What happens when we are on the other side of the chair? What happens when we are on the other side? So now the angel comes to the first person, and remember, in the first instance, the angel came with authority. The angel came with ability, and they showed humbleness. They displayed desperation. Now the angel comes in a different form. The angel doesn't come with authority. The angel doesn't come with ability to help. The angel now comes in the form of desperation. The angel now comes in the form of need. And he knocks at the door of the once upon a time leper who was broke, who had no money whatsoever, who was in financial difficulty. And he knocks at this person's door and he says, Rajulun miskinun. He says, listen, brother, I'm a very poor person. I'm a traveler. I'm on my way to a certain destination. All my provision for travel has been exhausted. I have absolutely nothing. And the only hope I have hope in Allah, and I've knocked at your door. So I ask you in the name of that Allah who's given you such a flawless complexion. Look at how radiant your skin is. Look at how you're shining. You're full of noor. So I'm asking you in the name of that Allah who's given you such a flawless complexion and blessed you with such a wonderful complexion. I'm asking you in the name of that Allah who has given you such good skin and given you so much of wealth to spare me one animal. That person had a whole valley full of camels. He had so many camels. Here he's been asked for one camel. He said, I ask you for one camel so that I may continue my journey and that camel may be a means of me reaching my destination. So I'm asking you in the name of Allah just for one camel. What do you think was the response of this leper? This leper, the once upon a time leper, he looks at this angel and he says, you know, brother, too many bills to pay. I've got so much of overheads. I got so much of responsibilities. I'm sorry, man, I can't help you. It's, you know, really tough this month. I'm looking at all my expenses, inflation, all these things. I'm sorry, man, I can't help you. I can't spare that one camel. I've got a lot of overheads to meet. So then the angel looks at this person and he says, you look very familiar. Aren't you the same person who was once upon a time a leper? Nobody wanted to see you. The whole town ostracized you. Everybody stayed miles away from you. You had no money. You had nothing in life. Aren't you the same person? So now look at this leper. What does this person respond? How does he respond? He says, brother, what are you talking about? Me being a leper? I had no money. This money has come from kibaron and kibarin. It's legacy that has been left behind. It's inheritance that has come from my forefathers. What do you mean I was a leper? What do you mean I had no money? I was born with this. This I had my whole life. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're saying. I've always had this wealth. You see, sometimes when we become successful in life and sometimes when we advance in life, the most dangerous thing that we can go through is when we forget where we came from. When we forget where we started off in life. Everything changes. Some people literally think that they were born in business class. Serious. It's like they can't have any standard lower than that. You know who I am. You know where I come from. Do you really know who I am? You know who you're talking to. They're talking to the same person that was always like that. You're the same person. Why should that affluence change us? Why should that prosperity change us as human beings? Why should it make us think that we're better than someone else? How can we ever forget where we came from? How can we ever forget our humble beginnings? How can we ever forget the difficulty and hardship? We tread the hard route in life. We walk the long road. Don't forget what that road taught you. Don't ever forget where you came from. Now this man forgot where he came from. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. So then the angel tells this person, if what you're saying is true, then I make dua that may Allah restore you to your former condition. So if what you're saying is true, you got absolutely nothing to worry about. But if you're speaking lies, then you have something to worry about. But it's fine, you don't want to spare me one camel. I will move on my way and perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open another door for me. So he made this dua and he left this person. And he went now and he knocked at the door of the once upon a time bald person. And he gave him the same story. He said, Rajulun miskinun. He said, you know, I'm a very poor person. I ask you in the name of that Allah who has given you such lovely hair, and in the name of that Allah that has blessed you with this entire herd of cattle, you have so much of wealth. I'm a traveler, all my provisions have been exhausted. I'm asking you just for one animal, one cow, one animal. Spare me one animal so that I may continue on my journey and I may reach my destination. What is the response of this once upon a time bald person? He says, brother, too much overheads, man. You know, this month, you came at the wrong time. You know, if you came earlier, I would have sorted you out. Or maybe you come at another time, but right now, things are very tight, man. Budget, I've reached the height of my budget. You know, I've already given everybody what I've allocated to give in the path of Allah. That's already been exhausted. See me next year, Ramadan, inshallah. I'll talk to you then. Or come at the end of the month, or come at another time. Maybe I'll see you right. But right now, things are very, very tight. I can't afford to spare one animal. So then the angel tells this person that you look so familiar. Were you not once upon a time a bald person who had no money, nobody wanted to look at you, nobody wanted to be near you, the whole town distanced themselves from you, and you had no financial standing? This bald person looks at the angel and says, what are you talking about? Who are you talking? I think you're mistaken, man. You're confusing me for someone else. This hair, I was born with it. This wealth came from generations, it's in my family. Again, he forgot where he came from in life. So then the angel tells this person, if what you're saying is true, then I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restore you to your former condition and make you like what you were once upon a time. And the angel moves away. And then he comes to the third person, the blind person. And he knocks at this person's door. And then he addresses this person and he says, Rajulun miskinun, I'm a poor person. All my provisions have been exhausted. I'm on my way. I'm on route to a certain destination. I'm asking you in the name of that Allah who has given you such wonderful eyesight. In the name of that Allah who has given you so much of wealth. You have so much of wealth in front of you. Spare me one animal, one sheep, so that I may continue my destination. Look at the response of this third individual, the once upon a time blind man. He said to the angel, you've asked me in the name of that Allah who's given me such good eyesight, and you're asking me in the name of that Allah who has blessed me with so much of wealth. Let me tell you who I am. Once upon a time, I was a blind person. I had no sight. Once upon a time, I had absolutely nothing in life, and Allah blessed me with my sight once again in life. Allah blessed me with all this wealth, and since you've asked me in the name of that Allah who has blessed me so much, I'm telling you, خُذْ مَا شِئْتَ. You asked for one animal. I'm telling you, take how much you want and leave behind how much you want. It's up to you. You only asked for one sheep. I'm telling you, take how much you wish to take and leave what you wish to leave, because it is all from Allah. And it's Allah's mercy upon me, and Allah has blessed me with it. So take what you wish to take and leave the rest. Now I'm sure, now we must be worried now. No, Mawlana, think nicely. How can we ever say that? Imagine somebody come to you for donation and they say, you know, brother, please, give us in the path of Allah. We need for this masjid, or we need for this project, or I'm in a difficult situation, I require your help. And you tell the person, see brother, there's my bank balance, take what you want, leave what you want. Nobody will ever say that. It's practically impossible. We'll be ducking that. No, you don't need to see how much I got, I'll give you. Now we don't need to reach that level, it's impossible. But this is what this person said. He said, take what you wish to take and leave behind what you wish to leave. So then the angel tells this person, brother, this has been a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not here to take anything from you. I was just here to test, to see whether you'll change in life, whether your perception of life changes, whether you all as individuals change after prosperity comes to you. But I've come to give you glad tidings that you have passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these ni'mats and bounties of Allah will remain with you. But I'm afraid to inform you that the previous two, your two other companions, they have lost the test and they have been restored to their former condition. They failed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They failed to acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon them. Hence, they have now been returned to the difficult condition that they had once experienced in life. So the message for each and every one of us is that we should never ever forget where we came from in life. And even though we reach the heights of prosperity and we advance in life, that should never change us as human beings. It should never cloud your judgment. It should never make you look down upon another human being. Always remember, whatever you have is because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at another example. Look at the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commentators of the Quran mention a very amazing point with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam. There are two statements that people made when they interacted with him at two completely different stages in his life. When Yusuf alayhi salam was put into the prison, that was a time of difficulty. That was a time of hardship. He was falsely accused. He was wrongly persecuted. In that difficult moment, the people that interacted with him in the prison, they said to him, "Inna naraka minal muhsinin." We see that you are a good person. We notice that you are an outstanding human being. Later on in his life, when Allah made him the governor, when Allah changed the entire condition from difficulty to that of ease, from hardship into that of prosperity, where now he was practically in charge of all the finances of Misr and Egypt. He was the finance minister. At that point in his life, when his own brothers who had wronged him, when they interacted with him, they gave the same testimony. They said, "Inna naraka min al-muhsinin." We noticed that you are a fantastic human being. But look at the two stages in his life. The difficulty and hardship never made him bitter. The difficulty and hardship never make him suffer from an inferiority complex. In difficulty and hardship, he was an outstanding human being. And when prosperity came his way, and when authority came his way, and he was in charge of everything, that never get to his head. That never change him as a human being. That never bring pride within him. That never make him look down upon a human being. The same testimony at two completely different stages in his life. Now, we also went through different stages in life. Do we have the same compassion now that we had when we started off in life? Do we have the same generosity now that we had once upon a time when we started off in life? Do we have the same humbleness now that we had once upon a time when we first started off in life? Or has this prosperity changed us? Or has this affluence made us different people? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secure all His blessings and ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah take us towards more prosperity and more advancement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us. But most importantly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the character that is demanded of a Muslim. May Allah instill within us the compassion that is demanded of every Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we never ever forget where we came from. Because everything is from Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives whomsoever He wishes, whenever He wishes. And like how Allah gave, Allah can take. And like how Allah took, Allah can give once again. Everything is in the hands of Allah, not in our hands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.